Good morning. My name is Ashish. I will give you introduction today. We will move through presentations, film clips, charts, tables, talks. Questions and answers you can ask me anytime. Spirituality is to grow in spirit, to move towards freedom, towards immortality, towards light. And in Sri Aurobindo's yoga, the main process is to put this individual being, this instrumental self, in contact with the higher self. And by making this contact of oneself with the higher self, or you can say one's higher self and the higher self, one activates the power and influence of the higher self in oneself, in one's mind, life force and body. So today's subject is the mother, and it's a very interesting subject because Sri Aurobindo has given key role to the integral yoga, to the process, to the yogic discipline. He gave for a special purpose to the mother. Now I will explain to you step by step. What is yoga? Yoga, the word comes from Sanskrit word yuj, means to unite. To unite our whatever conscious individuality with the highest state, usually perceived as a pure state of existence, consciousness, bliss. This is considered yoga, to unite with the highest. We call it God, or Atman, or Brahman, or Spirit. Various cultures, various names are there. The traditional yogas, they speak about uniting with whatever part is in front in your personality. For instance, if you are an emotional person, you are suggested to follow a path of devotion. If you are a mental or intellectual person, you are given a path of knowledge or of intellect. Raj Yoga, Gyan Yoga, such yogas are there. Or the people who are very much active, dynamic, the yoga of action is given. What is done in each yoga is yoga of knowledge, by the process of abstraction, reaches to the supreme, to the highest self, and realizes oneself as the same, the self of all things, or from which everything is born. The yoga of love realizes union and separation at the same time. So the play of love, the game with the divine, or with one's beloved, whatever image is created in one's consent. Now yoga of action submits through steps, by doing works, offering the works to the Supreme Presence, to the Supreme Divine, submits one's will to the Supreme Will, eventually learns to make contact, becomes an instrument of the Supreme Will, and finally realizes oneness with the Supreme Will. Sri Aurobindo has given a thorough study in a book called The Synthesis of Yoga. Now, Sri Aurobindo studied the traditional yogas, but he studied them because first he went through some experiences. and he came across books on Veda. He was making a study of languages. That is how he went to Veda actually. And he found his own experiences referred in Vedic experiences, Vedic mantras. So Sri Aurobindo was more intrigued, more interested. When he studied, he realized that what Vedic yogas teach is a little different than what the traditional yogas teach. The Vedic yogas speak about a divine life possibility. The Vedic yoga, they speak about everything that we see here as Brahman, as one single reality that one finds somewhere above. In the medieval ages, the yoga separated spirituality from life. So there is life, which is a field of illusion for them, or an accident, or a creation of mind, which is basically illusion and cause of suffering. And then there is spirit, which is all peace, all existence, all consciousness, all bliss. But Sri Aurobindo's experience was different. He realized the same self everywhere. And he found the same experiences reflected in Veda, in Gita, Upanishads. He was already designing a system of yoga born out of his own experiences when the mother came in his life. The mother had her own way of growing. Sri Aurobindo has given her a very big compliment. He said that she entered the highest stage from the front door, while he himself entered from the back door. About the future consciousness that they were trying to manifest here, I'll speak about it a little later. He said the name is Supramental Consciousness, and Sri Aurobindo said that the mother took the Supramental tiger from front while he held it by the tail of the tiger. The mother came and she introduced one element which became a key to the integral yoga. She said that first thing to realize should be the inmost being, what Sri Aurobindo later termed as the psychic being. This once you realize, it has the capacity to harmonize the entire being, all our parts. We are made of many, many parts according to Sri Aurobindo and the mother. We have mind, we have life parts, body. There are combinations of all kinds. The mother says that a complex individual can have as many as thousands of personalities. Conscious parts. We live every day, a few of them, hundreds of them sometimes, without being aware of them. But those of us who have grown in consciousness or even have made some intellectual organization of ourselves, we have harmonized to a degree ourselves. But there are still parts which topple us, which come and make us behave or respond to life in a way which we cannot really account for, we cannot really understand. The mother said that to find this inmost being will become a key to integral yoga. What is integral yoga? The traditional yoga takes one part of ourselves. For instance, the yoga of devotion will take your emotions, sentiments, through various processes. It will help you discipline this part, quieten, put in control. And then, by this discipline, quiet passage to pass the soul, pass the conscious individuality into the absolute. into the highest state, which is timeless, spaceless, ineffable, indefinable, which is absolute state, which is qualityless, which is something so beyond our present reach of consciousness that we usually reach it only in trance. If you are mentally oriented, the same discipline you will be given in the terms of mind or intellect, you will be asked to follow yogas of that kind. If you are physical, yogas of body. If you are active, dynamic person, yogas of your willpower. Discipline this part, connect with the absolute and merge in that. Live this life and find your personal salvation. Sri Aurobindo and the mother found, both in their own way, independent realizations. The mother from very childhood, Sri Aurobindo, when he was 21, he was kind of the cascading realizations happened to him, and one by one he achieved higher and higher realizations. Both of them found and said that life has a purpose, that life is basically a field of spirit's conscious manifestation, that this life, this creation, this manifestation is neither an accident nor an illusion. If at all it is a dream, it is a dream of the divine, dream of God. Now, in that case, we come to the creation. What is creation? What is this thing that we are stuck in? Because it doesn't look like very pleasant. Unless you really work within yourself and found some station where you can go in and find the happiness. Outside, it is not so much. What is this life? In the process of yoga, what Sri Aurobindo said is that he has not only described the traditional yogas, he has given a method of combining them. Depending on the mode of the individual, so individual instinctively, and of course using reason, chooses his own combination of various paths. Instinctively, because as you realize this inmost being, as you come in contact and identification with this inmost being, your path becomes more and more clear to you, and a higher factor is involved in your life which guides you, which arranges things for you, and life becomes spontaneous more and more. So probably I will speak more about it during the course of workshop. The mother speaks about the story of evolution this way. She tells it to small children, and she says that this is a story told in many occult schools of the world. In the beginning, the origin or the supreme or the pure state of whatever. In India we call it pure state of existence, consciousness, bliss, Sachidananda. This pure state decided to become many just for the sake of play, to find out its own divine possibilities. And it put forth a will, a power out of itself. This will, this power, having the multiple possibilities available to it, the first or one of the main choice it made was to go away from the origin, from the original light or supreme, went away. If the origin was light, it became darkness. If origin was harmony, it became disharmony. Life became death. Knowledge became ignorance. Bliss became suffering. A total state of negation of the origin. Nascent. No light, nothing is there. Just imagine if you can. It's not easy to imagine because it's so heavy. Sri Aurobindo speaks about inconscient, which is the inverse reproduction of the superconscient. Of the... Yes, please come. Please. Of the highest pureness. So the consciousness or the pure will descended through gradations of worlds, gradations of consciousness. What is consciousness? I know many are curious about what is consciousness. Consciousness is fundamental reality. Everything is consciousness. But consciousness is different, is variable in its modes, in conditions, operations, statuses. Put it this way, that there is a pure state of consciousness, and then there are descending states of consciousness. Each state of consciousness is a world in itself. Mentality is only the middle term of consciousness. When the involution began, when the initially the opposite direction from the original will started, the consciousness kept on descending, mind plane, it made a world of mind, mental beings even, but it still continued going further down till absolute darkness was reached. In this darkness, in this absolute negation of truth, or pure existence, a kind of prayer rules. Prayer itself shows a hidden knowledge that something pure exists, something divine exists. Prayer rules for the light, for the living of that original harmony. And in response, from the Supreme, a spark descended in this darkness. The spark is also called spark soul. And the evolution started from then onwards. So this was the story of involution. And from now onwards, the evolution starts. It's interesting. It's even somewhat scientific, if you can stretch imagination and look at the science of future. But this is an ancient knowledge. The spark soul starts pushing the darkness upwards. At the level of matter, it divides itself in multiple forms, multiplies infinitely. Consider there is a nucleus and there are electrons around it. You keep on finding the center further and further down, deep within, deep within. Is this soul, individual divine? It takes experiences through life. We have matter, various developing forms of matter. We have stones, we have minerals, we have diamonds, we have crystal. More and more consciousness, more and more harmony, more and more organization is found in these forms. We have matter. Then there is a sudden leap, because the states which are already made are also taking part. The soul is pushing the darkness up. More and more harmony is created. the states which are already existing, the worlds which are existing, are also involving, influencing this evolution. The soul which is involved, it's divine, is secretly aware of its divine possibilities. It keeps pushing the entire thing towards the supreme stage. At one stage, we have birth of life, life form. It's difficult to pinpoint at what point the life is born, because even in matter you find signs of life. What happens is, the life, again the evolution continues. Even in life you find involvement of mind. And the evolution continues throughout life forms. We have single cell, conscious forms, amoebas. Then we have multiple cells, single organ, multiple organs. We have finally birds, mammals are there. The animal body is ready to house a greater consciousness. From ape, we have suddenly, and mind is born in man. Sri Aurobindo says that evolution continues. Man is not summit of evolution. The evolution will go further. There will be a new principle. You see, there are already three major principles that we can see. Matter, the principle of inertia, tamas, as it called in Sanskrit, life, dynamism, the principle of action, movement, growth, groping, turning towards light, the principle of dynamism, or rajas, as it is called in Sanskrit. And the third one is this sattva, as it is called in Sanskrit, but mind, which is the principle of analysis, synthesis, reasoning, organizing, still an instrument of ignorance. But there is more and more harmony in each principle. Sri Aurobindo says there will be a new principle, he calls it supramental consciousness, which is very different. The name mental is still used in the word supramental, but it means something that is way beyond mind. There is a big difference between matter and life, between life and mind. Sri Aurobindo says a difference will be there between life, between mind and the supermind. This is the story of evolution. Now we come to the psychic being. The soul continues the evolution, it multiplies in matter in n number of forms. The experiences of life, it takes more at the level of life. You see, an insect is born, there is a soul involved, and the insect dies in a few minutes, perhaps few hours. But there are so many creatures. The soul takes experiences of various kinds all the time, all the time. At the level of plants, at the level of flowers precisely, it is coming to a stage when puts forth a substance out of itself, or takes a substance from a world which is called psychic world. Flowery substance, very beautiful, and forms a personality around itself, a body of this psychic substance around itself. This substance, it keeps making experiments with it. It gives it a form, it lives the life, and when the body dies, the substance also withers. It merges back in the psychic world. For instance, a flower is born. Flower is the first emergence of the psychic substance in life. But when the flower withers, this the psychic being that has been formed around the soul also is disintegrated. It goes back to psychic world. But the soul keeps on making experiments through various life forms. You see more of its conscious manifestation between animal cubs, between mother tiger and cub of a tiger, between so many life forms, mother and child, child and mother. It is necessary in the integral yoga, as in life, to nurture this inner discovery, this inner being, by organizing life in a way that you grow spontaneously. You need not create difficult circumstances around you just because you want to grow with the help of circumstances. When you want to grow with the help of circumstances, you create beautiful environment around you, or you choose a place or people or environment which helps you cultivate your inner discovery. So to go through this duality of pain and suffering on one side, and then happiness on the other side, to go through this attraction, repulsion, you know, all kinds of dualities of heart, emotions, is normal way of nature. But in man, in the human being, Homo sapiens, the nature comes to a level, creates a possibility, will, where nature can turn inward and find this divine potential by which to fire up the process of evolution, accelerate to a very high degree what nature is trying to reach blindly. By this discovery, you can reach, find quickly, consciously, more powerfully. Nature's way is not a wrong way. The mother says that it goes like this. She drew, in fact, a sketch, huh? And she showed like this. So you are here, the Supreme is here, and the nature goes like this. Reaching this. But yoga used to go like this. So it is nature, but here the nature makes a special arrangement where individual can find, by using willpower, by using concentration, by turning the energies inward, by putting intense energies in one of the centers, make the discovery. Okay? Now, accepting life as it is an ideal. It's not correct to run away from life, is one very strong point of integral yoga. That you accept life in order to transform it, but not to be idealistic to a degree where you cannot make the necessary arrangement to find the inner being and then cultivate it, to nurture it, to make it grow. Not also to concentrate only on that and come away from life completely. I want to find my psychic being. I don't need to do this. I don't want to do this. I just will concentrate and find out. Not this. There is the path of moderation from ancient times to here, and the path of reason and common sense. But you go moderately. You go develop this. The way, the important thing is to find this and develop it. Not to face the life to a degree where you are not able to even breathe properly. It's like this, that if you are in the river, someone puts your head in the under the water and asks you a question or something, you are not able to breathe. He has to let you first come out. You breathe. Then you become strong. Then you are able to fight him out or something. But if initially only you are put under the water, You have no way, no strength, nothing. So you should make an arrangement so you keep breathing the fresh air, filling your lungs, you know. So the balance path, not to take a burden of life to a degree where you cannot grow in the inner realization. And not also to make an extreme arrangement where you only have the inner thing and where you never face life. So the mother and Sri Aurobindo did not encourage meditation or seclusion beyond a certain point. While they said meditation is necessary, they did not almost never allow anyone to go in seclusion for hours or for days. In rare cases, yes. Then the person has to be really going through a certain process. Mostly, the mother and Sri Aurobindo insisted that people work, they express themselves, and they submit their will and unite with all their parts, not only with one part. Everything goes together. Psychic being is the main prime, but the other parts also have to incorporate in the process. There is this belief that avatar comes down, the essential being. Whenever there is a emergency situation in the history of evolution of Earth, at a special moment, a special descent of the origin. What we are also inwardly that, but we are very much involved in everything. While the pure substance, pure state, comes down and takes the body to take the next leap of evolution. Now, why this happens is because there are all kinds of forces acting, positive and negative. Some are trying to promote the evolution, some will be extremely hurt, and in fact they will be annihilated if this process towards life continues. So they oppose this process. And then life it manifests in different ways, sometimes wars, politics, corruption, pollution, all kinds of things. Indian history records stages where a special descent was there, and a special action in consciousness took place. This particular descent happens not only for making a social or political or scientific or some moral change. It happens mainly to work out a certain change in consciousness, to make the human beings grow one level up in consciousness. Sri Aurobindo says that, this is a word of Sri Aurobindo basically, that mother reads, that this is considered a sacrifice of essential being. It comes down. But actually speaking, much greater, it's a sacrifice of the Supreme Consciousness, who comes down and becomes death with us in this ignorance, becomes part of us. She comes, she remains amidst us, she plays with us, and this happens not like once in millions of years or something. There are gradations of even this descent. One is a full descent, one is part descent. And this part descent comes throughout the history. Whenever there is a possibility, it is always there. In fact, in Gita, Sri Krishna says about many existing people in his own time, that this is me, this is me, this is me, this is me. How this happens? There are various ways. One is this pure state comes, makes a conscious body. Even when the mother's womb is being prepared, this involvement of this being is there. This is one. Second thing, in some cases, it comes out of us with our growth. with our identification with the supreme state. Yeah, but we are speaking about that which is the pure that comes out. Sri Aurobindo says, more than the essential being, this is the consciousness who is variable. Essential being is not a variable. It is same always in all conditions. Essential being has three statuses: individual, universal self, and the transcendent self. But itself, it is unaffected. The consciousness, the mother of all things, is affected. So when she comes, it's a tremendous pain for her to leave her most beautiful state and to come down. This is a very difficult concept for people who are very mentally oriented, called avatar, the conscious manifestation of descent. So I would suggest that concentrate on other aspects and let this be born in you. What is this concept of a conscious person of a, to a degree which you do not understand? You call it either avatar or some manifestation or a growth of nature which is not in the normal range. Integral yoga allows you to enter it from only one door, and after entering you grow and let the other experiences come to you, let you know, let it be known to you from inside. Just now feel the attraction for the right beauty, right harmony, right grace of things. What is the mother? You mean the divine mother, to believe in her? And you see, it is still possible if you call the consciousness or the supreme consciousness by some other name. But Sri Aurobindo says that making the personal contact with her, with this conscious force, with this person who is conscious within you, you call it yourself, it is okay. But to make it, make a conscious contact is essential. So to know her as an intimate person to you is essential, because everything is born of that. Yeah? I will give you an example. One sadhak wrote to the mother. Now in ashram, Sri Aurobindo gave the disciples the example of her. She is the mother. She is a guru. She is a mother. You refer everything to her. You see her as a divine mother. Everything will be done by her through you. For you. Now there was one particular sadhak, for years he couldn't get any realization. He wrote to the mother that I want to tell you that I have no realization, I don't see anything inside, I don't hear anything. My friends have this thing and that thing, and Nirvana and Satchidananda and Brahman, I have nothing. But I want to thank you for one thing, that I feel that you are my mother. That I feel that in my heart, I feel that you are my true mother, and I feel very grateful to you for that, for this feeling that you have given me. The mother, instead of answering, took the letter to Sri Aurobindo, and Sri Aurobindo wrote underneath that this is the strongest foundation of integral yoga and everything else comes from this. You want to say something, Nargis?
Well, I once read Udana asking mother that I've been doing this yoga for so many years and I don't seem to have progressed at all. So she said, how do you do it? What do you do when you get up? He said, no, I go. I brush my teeth, I go to the bathroom, I go this way. Then, what does? And she keeps on saying what everybody else does in the daytime. She said that is all wrong. Next time when you go, when you get up, I'll do everything for you. I'll brush your teeth. I'll go to the toilet. Give you one. And that, I found myself also that as soon as I come with me wherever I'm going. And I find really this way it keeps me in contact with her. Because I think she's doing it. I'm just the instrument in her hands.
It's very beautiful. The mother, when you understand her love, you understand who is she. And then this mental resistance kind of passes away. Because deep inside, she is you. Oh, let me tell you something I remember. A young person asked the mother, that mother, Sri Aurobindo says that love the mother, always behave as if she was looking at you, because she is indeed always present. And this is what Nargis says, that keep her with you, keep referring everything to her. Let her do things for you. So this young student asked the mother that why he says, why Sri Aurobindo says that you are always with us. Mother says, I am always with you because I am in you. Because I am you. So this young student said, okay, now I know, so it will make difference. Mother says, no, that knowing is not enough. Knowing with mind is this much. You have to know with all your consciousness. And of our consciousness, we are hardly aware. We react to the same situation in one way at one moment, and other moment we react differently. Each of our parts pushes us forward or backward in its own way. We need to find the most beautiful, the most illumined part, and harmonize the entire being under its leadership. And this turning towards the Divine Mother, Sri Aurobindo says, does the thing for us.